Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. An Israeli nationwide lockdown may be God's plan to cause Jews to consider the implications of the three fall Jewish feasts. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Jewish holy days are underway. The fall Jewish feast of Rosh Hashanah, the new year, 5781. And of course, on that same day, the Feast of Trumpets. Then 10 days later, you have the Feast of Yom Kippur. And finally, 5 days after that, the Feast of Tabernacles. But Israel has been locked down. The Israeli government decided to lock down for the next 3 weeks, the entire state. Is that going to cause a problem for the Jews and their worship of these Jewish holy days?
First of all, it's not any question of worship. We are a community, our ethnic religious community and family, and getting together at all sorts of events is a very important identifying matter for us. So that, of course, will be hurt.
I heard a comment from a rabbi who said the lockdown, he thought, was a positive move because it would cause the Jewish people to actually have to be still and think. That's a pretty interesting thought. In fact, he even compared it to the high priest who had to go into quarantine before he entered the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. What are your thoughts?
Well, yes, that's a good image. And of course, we're always hopeful that the secular side of our society will become more appreciative of spiritual and religious values and ritual and not see them as something to be rejected or as not modern, but realize that people who act with observance, with commitment, with thinking about community and thinking about we're not alone on this earth or we have a divine presence with us, will make everybody better. Even if I'm talking about ethical values at work or in commerce or other things like that. And we always have hope that our example, if it's done with rational thinking and explanation, more and more people, and not only Jews, will come to appreciate what God should be in their lives and to act with a commitment to man and to God, and that will make humankind so much better.
Winky Medad explaining how a nationwide lockdown in Israel may be God's plan to cause Jews to consider the prophetic significance of the three fall Jewish feasts. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The Israeli government installed a nationwide lockdown at the beginning of the three fall Jewish feast days. That could allow Jews to consider that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of these three fall feasts as he was the fulfillment of the four spring feasts. In fact, that's why God gave the feast to the Jewish people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...